difference a guy like Simeon can make for your defense?
Well, Simeon's been all pro, perennial all pro, and he adds professionalism. A great speed rusher coming off the edge, had a lot of success, and it's exciting to have a guy like Simeon in the program.
You view that speed rusher as a guy critical to make your defense work?
Well, I think it's true for any defense. When you got a guy that's a special player, it just adds to, and it makes the other guys, because they got to account for Simeon, makes the other guys more effective.
Did you need a guy like this on this team?
Well, you know, anytime I think a player like Simeon comes available for you, he's definitely a plus for our program.
How long will it take for him to get out? Can we see him against Buffalo?
Well, we want to see him today, want to see him tomorrow, and we'll make a judgment on that probably around Friday.
Can you realistically expect a guy to play after not participating in any training camp or anything like that?
Well, certain individuals that have been in the league for a long time and he stays in top shape, it all depends on the individual himself. We have to judge, is he ready to play, go in and give us some snaps, quality snaps, then we'll make that decision. But the thing he has, the plus factor is that he's always in condition, he works hard in the offseason, he should be in pretty good shape.
How important is it that he could serve as a mentor towards Jarvis to crowd Ellis?
Oh, it's invaluable. Anybody that's been in the league and like Simeon, Jason Taylor, those type guys add to the young guys. Just the experience of being out there and what they have learned over the years, the experience is invaluable for the young guys.
How much does it help them that Simeon is kind of the same kind of player as Jarvis Moss?
Very similar. I mean, Jarvis had to really pick up a lot from Simeon because they're similar body types, and just the technique involved in pass rushing, different wrinkles that Simeon will be able to teach Jarvis is going to help him.
Jim, considering the game planning you do for the first game, will the defense we see on Sunday bear any resemblance to what we saw during August?
Well, we're going to, of course, it's going to be game planned as far as going into this first game. You'll see some variables, but we're going to do a lot building the base and building the foundation. That's the only way you're going to build a strong defensive team.
Are you confident this team will respond the way you want it to?
Very confident. Yes.
How's Carl Payne looking?
He judgment will be made on probably tomorrow or Friday as to his ability to play on Sunday. You'll have to check with Greek on that.
Jim, do you have a philosophy on moving a top cornerback like Champ around to shadow a receiver? Do you leave him there left corner the whole time? Or what's your philosophy on that?
Well, it all depends. It could be certain game plans could use that ploy, but when you have Dre Bly on the other side, you know, right now, that isn't in our thinking. It could be for certain game plans, and we may throw a surprise this week. Who knows?
Will it hinder you only having five linebackers on the practice field this week?
Well, we just have to work the numbers. You know, when you have an addition and we lose a linebacker, then we just have to make up for it with somebody else filling in and being on the scout team.
Jim, what's your overall impression of Buffalo's offense?
Well, a very, very explosive offense. If you check out their last 6-8 games last year, they came on strong, scoring over 21 points. First half, second half, they had 54 points in total production over the second half. It's an offense that's very, very explosive with these receivers, and they're going to try to run the football, and Lozman is getting better and better with each game. Last year he improved tremendously towards the second half of the season.
Do you think Lee Evans ranks right up there at the top now?
Without question. I mean, you see people double cover him, and he still finds a way of getting open. He's an excellent down-the-field receiver. He can run the slants. He's good after the catch. He's a complete receiver, and his numbers speak for itself.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, guys. All right.